On Radio Jackie today, I'm joined by Mark Williams, who is the head of communications for Wimbledon Guild. Waggy Walk is back at Wimbledon Common this weekend on Saturday for its sixth year. Do you want to start off by telling us what is Waggy Walk?
So our annual fundraiser Waggy Walk is on Wimbledon Common and it's back for its sixth year this year. Every year we start at the Hand in Hand pub and we have a 4K and a 7K walk. And it's basically a dog walk through picturesque Wimbledon Common. Everyone who attends the event gets a lot of great goodies. One, we get a goodie bag from a luxury pet shop, Pet Pavilion, and we've got some other dog goodies that come from John D. Wood. There's going to be pre-walk snacks and drinks along the way, and we've got loads of other activities taking place as well. We've got about 300 people who normally come along of the day. It's going to be beautiful weather at 25 degrees, so we're hoping to get even more people than we ever have done before.
And what is the walk in aid of?
So we support local people who live in the London Borough of Merton. Last year, we supported over 3,500 people, and the number of people we're looking to help at the moment continues to rise year on year. Most of the phone calls we're getting at the moment are really from people who are asking for help accessing food and energy support. Last year's Waggy Walk, we raised over £10,000, money which has been able to offer financial, practical and mental health support to people across the community. The money from this year's event, we know that winter is going to be really hard. So hopefully by people taking part in this walk, you'll be able to help make sure that no one in Merton has to face life challenges alone.
Now, I'm guessing with it being called Waggy Walk that you can bring your dog along with you. What's the rules? Is it one dog per person? Can you bring all your pets? And do you have to have a dog to join in? Or can you come along without an animal?
It's two dogs per person. And you could definitely come along without an animal. We have lots of people who just come along just for a nice big day out with lots of other people.
And how do people join in, get involved if they're listening to this and they think, oh, I fancy that when I get down? Do they have to sign up online? Can they just turn up? What do they have to do?
You can buy tickets in advance of the event at www.wimbledonguild.co.uk. Or you can turn up on the day, but tickets are cheaper if you buy prior to Saturday.
And what about if someone fancies coming down, but they don't necessarily have a friend to come along with? Is the atmosphere quite friendly? Do you think it would be all right for them to come along alone?
It's a really, really fun, friendly event. And if anyone who does want to walk on their own, if they come along just before midday, they can come along and meet some other new people who also may be walking alone. And together you can walk the 4K or the 7K route together.
So the walk is either 4K or 7K. And do you know what the route is? Where will you be walking around?
You'll be walking around the common. So Wimbledon Common is a big old expense, but we have got really, really clear signposts along the way. So don't worry, there's no chance of getting lost.
And you mentioned earlier that there's some goodies along the way. Are you allowed to tell us what they are, or is it a surprise for the day?
Oh, it's going to be a surprise on the day, but we've got some really, really exciting things to help people get on their way, and there'll be loads of nice treats for people come back to.
And I believe there's refreshments for humans too, is that right?
That's right, yes. There'll be breakfast, tea and coffee before people go, and when they come back we've got some homemade sausage rolls which are made from the local restaurant called Two Teaspoons.
And what would you say to people to encourage them to come down and join the fun?
If you're looking for a really nice fun day out in beautiful weather, meeting lots of people whilst raising money for a local charity, come along for this event.
And what would you say to people to encourage them to donate to Wimbledon Guild, you know, as little or as much as they can?
I think as little as much as we can. We're very aware of what the situation is at the moment, but as you know, we're really trying to help those people who are based in the local community which everyone lives in.